With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood.
Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC. Member SIPC, a registered broker-dealer.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Food for Thought, Thoughts If It Were You by Dark Cancer Productions. I'm your host, Neo Gentrix, and we're here with Season 3 in 2023, Episode 6. Last year we got a good start to Season 3, but this year I plan to push it a little bit further. So, I would love to pick up where I left off last time, but in the process of trying to start some new stuff and getting into things that I've been wanting to get to for a while, everybody, today we're going to start talking about drug awareness and things that people should be aware of as far as what drugs are, their categories they fall into, how dangerous they are, or how toxic or, in some cases, addicting they can or cannot be. We'll still finish everything else we have discussed previously. I will be bouncing back and forth between the different topics to add some variety, so you don't just get bored of listening to me talk about the same exact thing for days on end. I know I'm starting a bit late in January, but there is a lot of stuff going on, and I want to make sure I could cover everything that I needed to, and that I had all my bases flattened and taken care of the way that they needed to be. So, with that being said, let's get started. Hey everybody, welcome back. This is your host, Neo Gentrix, and today's topic is, I guess you can say, something related to our everyday life. Things that we don't really think about. We knew about growing up, we learned about it in school, but didn't really consider the value of what it was worth, or the fact that it would become something so intricate, so valuable to our everyday life, that it would also become the very thing that would become the bane of our existence and a known toxin in our lives. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I am talking about drugs, or rather, narcotics as they are called, which is what I'm going to refer to them from this point forward, because that's exactly what they are. Any kind of drug that does something to your body, created by an external source or by a plant, that is not something that you normally exhibit in behavior or in your actions, is considered a narcotic in any way, shape, or form, whether organic or synthetic. Okay? Narcotics, which are also known as opioids, are a class of drugs that are used to relieve pain, induce sleep, reduce the feeling of anxiety. Okay? They're derived from natural substances such as opium, which is a plant, which is obtained from, ironically enough, a plant named opium poppy plant, or other synthetic compounds that, in a way, they mimic the effects of natural opioids, okay? Narcotics work by binding the specific receptors in your brain and the central nervous system, which leads to the release of chemicals that block pain signals, and they create a sense of euphoria in your body, whether it's to, again, stop pain, make you feel better, stop you from being depressed, accelerate healing, you know, things of that nature, okay? And so you know that, and so you know what I'm talking about, and we're all on the same level. A few examples of narcotics include morphine, fentanyl, oxycodone, hydrocodone, and of course, well, codeine. These are, in how do I put this? They are typically prescribed by doctors to treat moderate to severe pain, such as from, I guess the best option to give you would be surgery, injury, or chronic conditions like cancer, to simplify it. Narcotics can also be used to treat certain medical conditions such as coughing and diarrhea. You know, examples like, oh, you caught a cold, or you have the sniffles, you would go take something like NyQuil or something. Okay? However, because of their highly addictive natures and the high potential to basically be abused, narcotics are considered to be what they called controlled substances and are tightly regulated by the government here in the United States and I guess in some other foreign countries. Don't quote me on that. We'll have to go and look it up and get back to y'all on that information. But for now, we're going to stick with the U.S. government for what I do know. And they're heavily regulated here. Long-term use of these drugs, just as a heads up, can lead to physical dependencies, tolerances, and addiction, and overdosing on them, which seems to be a big issue with a lot of people, depending on what the drug is a severe risk. And it's associated with these drugs in a way where, I guess the best way to explain it would be that long-term lasting effects of overuse of these drugs due to OD can be fatal. I mean, to be fair, overdoing on anything could be dangerous, but to have a title or a risk that makes it so that, you know, taking more than you should can kill you should be a warrant for people not to do this, but people be people and they do as they please. In summary of what I've covered so far, narcotics are a class of drugs. They are used to relieve pain and induce sleep and reduce anxiety. They work by binding specific feelers or receptors in your brain and, you know, central nervous system, but they are also highly addictive and can have serious side effects depending on what they are, and they are tightly regulated by the government and should only be used under the supervision of a healthcare professional as directed by either the doctor or the person that is giving it to you, unless it's something that is in lower dosage and is something that can be got over the counter. That being said, that still doesn't stop it from being regulated or restricted, like how NyQuil was abused a couple years ago, and now, if you want to buy it, you have to be over the age of 21, because it turns out NyQuil contains alcohol in its mix. Just throwing that out there. Alright, everybody. Next thing I want to talk about on the docket, since we're still talking about narcotics, let's go ahead and talk about the different types of narcotics. There are a lot of different types. The first one is opioids. We'll be definitely diving into each one of these individual types as we progress throughout the rest of the month, a little more in-depth, so look forward to the next episode on opioids, but opioids is the first of the six or seven types of narcotics. They are a class of drugs that include natural, synthetic, and semi-synthetic opioids, okay? They are primarily used for pain and relief to treat conditions such as chronic pain, cancer, pain, and opioid addiction. Ironically enough, you can use an opioid to treat an opioid addiction. There are a few examples of opioids that you may be familiar with, such as morphine, fentanyl, oxycodone, and hydrocodone. I will definitely be digging into these a little bit more later. Some are more common than others, and while they are useful in whatever proxies that they are given out in or assigned, it doesn't change their addictiveness or their dangerousness that they impose. With that being said, the second type of narcotic is the stimulants. These are drugs that increase the activity of the central nervous system. They are commonly used to treat attention deficit hyperactive disorder, or as it's commonly known, ADHD, which is a topic I will definitely be covering in future episodes, along with narcolepsy. Examples of stimulants include amphetamines, methamphetamines, and of course the well-known and commonly abused cocaine. Definitely be diving into that. The third type of narcotic for today is the depressant. Depressants are drugs that decrease the activity of the central nervous system. Things that calm you down, relax you, help put you in a stable state or in a peaceful state, unless abused, then it drops you even lower. They are commonly used to treat anxiety, insomnia, over-anxiousness. In some cases, it can be used to treat overactivity or ADHD, but this also depends on the person that is using them and how they are assigned. Examples of depressants include barbiturates, benzodiazepines, you get what I'm saying, and of course the well-known alcohol. Okay, I know I can't pronounce the other one, but that's fine. Just know that as benzos. That's what I've been calling them for years. That's not the right pronunciation, but when I get to it, I'll definitely have the pronunciation down. The two main ones that I'm familiar with, that most people are familiar with, that is a known substance of depressants, are barbiturates and alcohol. Alcohol being the most commonly available drug out there. You can literally go to the store and buy it in over 160,000 flavors. So, there's that. The fourth category is hallucinogens. These are drugs that alter perceptions, thoughts, and emotions. They are commonly used for recreational purposes and for spiritual and therapeutic purposes. Anyway, you want to get closer to God? Apparently, hallucinogens are the way to do it. Don't quote me on that, because that is not the right way to get close to God. I promise you, you're going to meet somebody, but it's not going to be God. Anyway, examples of hallucinogens include LSD, psilocybin, and of course ketamine, but like I said, we'll dive into these a little bit more in the future. The next one is inhalants. These are drugs that are inhaled to produce a euphoric effect, and they are commonly used for recreational purposes and are often found in household products such as, well, cleaning supplies and aerosol spray cans. Yes, I'm talking to you, lady with the Lysol can who's afraid of germs. These things can be found in the grocery store for $2 to $3, sometimes 99 cents. You can buy these anywhere, okay? I have 4 cans of Lysol, and that's only because I just don't like having my house dirty. That doesn't mean I go on a spraying spree, I promise. Anyway, that being said, examples of inhalants also include other types of substances such as gasoline, paint thinner, and nitrous oxide. Yes, that nitrous oxide. It's also extremely flammable. Most of these aerosols or inhalants are extremely flammable depending on how pressurized they are or the state that they're in when they are exposed to the air. Keep that in mind. And then the last narcotic, which is the most common one as of recent date because it became legal in so many states, is cannabis. This drug is derived from the hemp plant and is commonly used for recreational and medicinal purposes. It can be consumed in various forms such as smoking, vaping, and ingesting. This one's a lot safer than the other 5 options, to be fair. But like I said before, anything that you overdose on is still a problem, and it should be taken into consideration and be a concern for future use, okay? It's important to note that all of these types of drugs can have negative effects on the health and well-being of individuals who are using them and should be used under medical supervision, or at least if it has a label, you should at least follow the label and its instructions to the best of your ability, and try your best not to abuse them. All right, everybody, that's all I have for today. Moving into the topic of talking about drug awareness, there are a lot of different kinds of drugs that I've talked about, narcotics, in the future, and I would love to bring awareness to what they are, what they actually do, and things to be fully aware of. I am not, just going to specify this right now, I am not a doctor. I am not a medicinologist or anything of the sort. I don't have all the facts on all this information. What I do have and what I can tell you is information that has been found, researched, thoroughly tested, and studied throughout the recent, I guess you can say, 200 years. Everything that I'm giving you or saying throughout this podcast is information I have researched already to the best of my ability to find out whether or not it was accurate. If it's not accurate, I will tell you that it's not accurate, or if it's a guess, because I don't want to give you information that is not correct, and then you go and try to base your everyday actions off of it. I don't want to be the one reliable for that, and I don't want to make you the product and end result of me and my misstudies. But I definitely want to bring this to light, that these are things that people need to be concerned about. These are things that people need to know about and be aware of in their everyday life. Those who are going about it blissfully unaware of everything that's going on, like the recent incidents about people finding money just randomly sitting on the ground or in places that they shouldn't be, like single dollars, folded up, fives, tens, twenties, hundreds, fifties, whatever. Don't need to pick them up and find out that there's a random white powder drug inside there, and as soon as they touch it, all hell breaks loose. This is something that people should be aware of when they see it, what it looks like, what it sounds like, what it smells like, and what to do if they ever encounter it, and how to avoid it. Keep this in mind as we move throughout the year for 2023, that there's going to be a lot of things coming up that people aren't aware of, or they are, but they don't know how to act or react to it, and I want to be there for those people who need it. So yes, ladies and gentlemen, Neogentrix is back, and we are here with Food for Thought. Things that people need to consider but don't consider on an everyday basis, or they just simply don't know. Welcome back, guys. Let's get started.